alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Christmas, happy New Year, because by the time I finish, Christmas is over too, so life is very fast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin. الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. I can tell from your salawat that you are hungry, and of course the turkey is waiting for you there at the back, so I would not keep you long, but I need a powerful salawat. We are constantly being reminded that this nation and this country, America, the United States of America, is a nation of immigrants and a land of immigrants. Almost 99.9% of the people who live today in America are immigrants. Some of them came 2 years ago, some of them 20 years ago, some of them 200 years ago. But at the end of the day, they were immigrants. Many of them were fleeing religious persecution, political oppression, some of them poverty. Some of them were looking for an opportunity, new opportunities in their life, a better life for themselves and their families and their children. And different races came, and different ethnicities and different religions and backgrounds came to this country. They made it the land, truly America is the land of diversity today. You would never be able to see anywhere in Europe, at least in Europe, that someone whose father came from Africa to study here and he married his mother here and then he begotten a child and this child becomes the president of the United States of America. You would not find this example anywhere in Europe, but you find it in America. And that tells you a lot about the nature of this nation, of this country, about diversity, and about America being truly the land of opportunity. وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. The Quran says, if you work hard, you gain, you reach. You reach, you fulfill your dreams, provided that you are serious, you take life serious, you work hard, you don't waste your time, you put your trust in God, you reach. And we see this on a daily basis. On a daily basis, today, many people were not even born here. Steve Jobs, by the way, almost all of you have to recite Fatiha for him every day because of what you carry in your pockets. Because of these, you have to recite Fatiha for him. His father came as an immigrant from Homs in Syria. His father is Syrian. His father is an Arab, a Muslim, Syrian. So this is the land of diversity. And these ethnicities and cultures and languages and people who come from all over the world, they come to America, they enrich America's national fabric, and they give a variety of colors to this nation, and they contribute to the cultural richness, to the economic richness, even to the religious as well as intellectual richness of this country. So today we have gathered to celebrate this richness and this diversity, and we celebrate the tremendous blessings that God has bestowed on us. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you attempt to enumerate God's blessings on you, you would not be able to do so. You would never be able to do so. To even enumerate God's blessings and bounties and gifts on you. Every single day is a day of celebration for us. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Your Lord declared, you give thanks, you become grateful, we will increase our bounties on you. And the founding principles of this country, of the United States of America, was founded on equality, on diversity, on the rule of law, on freedom and dignity for all, not just for the white, not just for a certain race. But unfortunately today, we see that some of these values have been trampled upon. Today we have some problems in America. One of these problems is racism. Racism does exist in this country. The founding fathers of this country, they fought very hard to eliminate racism, to bring people together, to emphasize equality and equity and harmony among the people. But today, we see, for instance, the African American in this country, still, until this second, they suffer from racism, being marginalized, being discriminated against in their homeland, in their country. This is a problem that we face. This nation faces, and this is a big challenge for all American people, for the entire American nation. Also, we have the problem of discrimination against some cultures, including the Islamic culture, the Muslim people. Before that, the Catholics, they suffered this discrimination and bigotry and prejudice against them. The Jews, they suffered from this at some time. The Japanese American, they suffered. The African American, they suffered. The Mormon, they suffered. And now the Muslims and the Arabs and the South Asians and other minorities, they also suffer in America from this discrimination, from this racism, from this injustice. Also, there are the problems of the rhetoric, negative rhetoric, being manipulated and being used for political office. Those who seek political office today, they are using this negative rhetoric against the Muslims to gain some votes, to gain popularity. They think that their road to the White House is through putting down a huge segment of their nation, and that is not right. This is not the true face of America. Those people who use these cheap methods of attacking Muslims day and night. One of them is Ben Carson, who says that Muhammad, even his community, they didn't like him. Even his family, they didn't like him. He was a liar. His family did not like him, and they were throwing stones at him. Did the community of Jesus like him? How many in his community liked him? Did the community of Moses like him? How many of the Jewish people liked Moses at that time? How many of the Christians liked Jesus at that time? This is the story of all the prophets, not Prophet Muhammad. It's not about being liar. He was not liar. Because he was honest, they did not like him. Because he was truthful, they did not like him. Because he did not like political manipulation, they did not like him. Because he was not ready to compromise They said to him, we give you gold, we give you silver, we give you land, we give you daughters, we give you this, we give you that, but shut your mouth. Don't call for equality. We can't. This is a society that is based on racism. This is a society that is based on slavery. But he did not shut his mouth. And therefore, some people did not like him, yes. Not because he was bad, because he was good. They didn't like him. But imagine someone, a successful surgeon, like Ben Carson, in order for him, and he knows what he's saying is not right. He knows himself. But this is a cheap attempt to gain some votes with some hardliners in America who do not represent the true spirit of America. These rhetorics, they do not represent America. So today, while we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having families, having togetherness, having peace and security and food, and having Turkey there now at the table there, we also have to say to him that, Ya Allah, O our Lord, enable us that we implement the true values, the true principles of this nation, of equality, of justice, of truth, of honesty, of dignity for all. Dignity for all. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. This comes from the Quran and the Bible and the Torah. That the children of Adam are dignified. They are dignified. People are equal. النَّاسُ سَوَاسِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ says, الناس سواسية كأسنان المشط لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي إلا بالتقوى. There is no preference for someone who is an Arab above someone who is non-Arab. No preference. No preference. إلا بالتقوى. People are distinguished not through their race, neither color, nor money, nor college degree. They are distinguished in piety. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The more pious you are, the closer you get to God. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. This is the golden rules of Islam. Inshallah, the majalis of Arba'een are going to begin this coming Wednesday. Not Thursday, Wednesday, December 2nd, Thursday, December 3rd, and Friday, December 4th. So we have 3 nights of Arba'een in English, beginning at 7 p.m. every night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, in English, inshallah, by Sayyid Hadi Qazwini. And then tomorrow, Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah, will be at 12 noon. So bring your family members, bring your friends. الجلسة العربية للأربعين ستكون يوم السبت بإذن الله. The Arabic session of the أربعين, the أربعين of Imam Hussein, is going to be after tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th, at 7 p.m. Inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات. We give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for his endless bounties and gifts that he pours on us every single day, on our families, on our communities. And we ask him inshallah to bring relief to the people of Syria, to the people of Yemen, the people of Iraq, the people of Afghanistan, Egypt, wherever there are people who are suffering under oppression, wherever there are people who live in war-torn cities, wherever there is a hungry person, a lost child, a homeless person, a sick person, we ask Allah to bestow His healing, His blessings, His protection on all of them. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.